ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 16 एंड 17। Sixteen doesn't have a purpose, so we'll just go through 16 and move on to 17. Yada sit tadapi nyunam tena yad api sandade tadapi dva angulam nyunam yad yad adatta bandhanam. Translation: this new rope also was short by a measurement of 2 fingers, and when another rope was joined to it, it was still 2 fingers too short. As many ropes as she joined, all of them failed. Their shortness could not be overcome. Text number 17. Evam swageha damani yashoda sandhadiyapi gopinam tyusamantinam smayanti Vismita abhavat. Evam swageha damani. Evam swageha damani. Yashoda sandhati api. Yashoda sandhati api. Sandhati. Gopinam syu. Gopinam sumayanti nam smayanti vismita bhivat smayanti vismita bhavat evam swageha damani yashoda sandati api adhati gopinam susmayanti nam स्मयन्ति विस्मिता भवत् एवं स्वगेह दामानि यशोदा संददति अपि गोपीनां स्युमयन्तीनां स्मयन्ति विस्मिता भवत्। प्लीज स्टैंड। Smayanti Vismita Bhava. Smayanti Vismita Bhava. Madhujis. Evam swageha damani yashoda sandhati api gopinam susmayanti nam smayanti vismita bhavat. Please repeat after me. Evam, in this manner, swageha damani, all the ropes available in the household, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, Sandadati Api, although she was joining one after another, Gopinam, when all the other elderly gopi friends of Mother Yashoda, Susmayantinam, were all taking pleasure in this funny affair. Smayanti, Mother Yashoda was also smiling. Vismita Bhavat, all of them were struck with wonder. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki, translation. Thus Mother Yashoda joined whatever ropes were available in the household, but still she failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yashoda, although laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. Purport. Actually, this incident was wonderful because Krishna was only a child with small hands. To bind him should have required only a rope, not more than 2 feet long. All the ropes in the house combined together might have been hundreds of feet long, but still he was impossible to bind, for all the ropes together were still too short. Naturally, Mother Yashoda and her gopi friends thought, how is this possible? Seeing this funny affair, all of them were smiling. The first rope was short by a measurement, the width of 2 fingers. And after the second rope was added, it was still 2 fingers too short. If the shortness of all the ropes were added together, it must have amounted to the width of hundreds of fingers. Certainly this was astonishing. This was another exhibition of Krishna's inconceivable potency to his mother and his mother's friends. Please repeat the translation after me. Thus Mother Yashoda joined whatever ropes were available in the household, but still she failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yashoda, although laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading this most auspicious and this most amazing pastime of Damodar Leela. There is one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 33rd chapter, 66th verse. It defines about why the Lord is performing these pastimes. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusim deham astita bhaskarata drisha krida yashrutva tatparo bhavet. So Lord Krishna, he descends apparently as a human being and he displays these transcendental pastimes so as to attract the human beings to hearing his transcendental activities. So the reason why the Lord is performing is to attract us all towards his transcendental activities. Now this particular pastime is happening in Gokul Mahavan. If you go to that place in Braj Dham, it's still there, Ukhalband it is known as. Krishna lived there for a period of 3 years and 4 months in Gokul Mahavan. From there they shifted to Chatigara, also for 3 years, 4 months, then to Dig, then to Kamyavan, and then finally settled at Nandagram. So this is the day of Diwali, which is Amavasya, and Govardhan Puja has not been introduced yet. So they are preparing for next day Indra Puja. So all the Brajvasis are gearing up for Indra Puja by preparing different milk, sweets and milk items. And on this day, Mother Yashoda wakes up early in the morning to start her household chores, especially that of churning butter, knowing well that as soon as Krishna will wake up, he will not let her do. So she gets up and starts, ties her cloth and starts her activity of churning butter. And the acharyas explain that in order to mitigate the separation from Krishna, Mother Yashoda, she starts singing Lord Krishna's glories, songs that she herself has composed along with other gopis of Krishna's pastimes. And the churning of the rod creates a sound like gharad gharad, which is like that of a mridanga. And her anklets, her ankle bells and her bangles, they resound in tune, acting like kartals. So this beautiful kirtan is going on, the glorification of the Lord is going on, while Mother Yashoda is churning the butter. Although Mother Yashoda has many servants at her disposal, she wants to do this service for Lord Krishna herself. In fact, there are 3 reasons why Mother Yashoda was churning the butter. One was that out of love she wanted to offer to Krishna. The second was she wanted to make such tasty butter that Krishna, whose complaints she was getting that he is stealing makhan from others' houses, he will forget the taste of other makhan after he tastes this makhan prepared by Mother Yashoda. And the third reason was that she wanted to offer this to Narayan for the well-being of Krishna. As a result, Mother Yashoda was churning. Mother Yashoda is Ashray, or she is the shelter of Prema. And Krishna is Vishay, or the object of Prema. The word Yashaha means fame, and Da means the giver. So Yashoda means the giver of fame to Krishna. Now Krishna, he wakes up, and for the first time, he does not see Mother Yashoda on his side. But he hears the sound coming of Mother Yashoda singing. And then he starts thinking that how is it that today Mother Yashoda has something more important to do than myself. He gets up from the bed and moves towards the direction of the sound. He comes face to face with Mother Yashoda and stops her churning by touching the churning rod. Mother Yashoda sees and is amazed to see the strength of Krishna, who is able to stop the churning rod, and understands just by looking at him that Krishna is feeling hungry because he wants mother's milk. So Krishna climbs on to Mother Yashoda's lap, knowing well that it is his property, and starts drinking the milk of Mother Yashoda. Our acharyas explain why he stops her from churning. They say that the yogis and jnanis who are churning the Vedas, who are churning Vedic philosophy, the conclusion of that is Krishna. And Mother Yashoda already has Krishna. So what is the need for her to churn? So in this way Krishna is trying to indicate that you don't need to churn, you already have me. And then Krishna starts drinking the milk. there is a transcendental competition that goes on between Krishna's belly, his appetite of drinking the milk, and Mother Yashoda giving the milk. Now this goes on for a while, and Mother Yashoda realizes that she has put the milk on the stove. Now this milk was a very specially prepared milk. So just like we know that Nand Maharaj had 9 lakh cows, out of this Mother Yashoda used to select 8 cows from this. 7 cows from these 8 were fed special Padma Gandha grass. This grass had the fragrance of lotus flower. The milk that was taken from these 7 cows was then fed to the 8th cow. And then the milk that came from this 8th cow was the one that Mother Yashoda was preparing for Krishna. Knowing well that her own milk is not going to suffice and Krishna will feel hungry during the day, she had put the milk on the stove. Our Acharya has explained that the milk was thinking, just like in Goloka, everything has life. So the milk was thinking that Krishna is drinking Mother Yashoda's milk. He will be satisfied, so he will not have any appetite for myself. So what is the use of living? Better jump in fire and commit suicide. And the milk began boiling so as to jump in the fire. But Mother Yashoda, she smelt it and she put Krishna down and started running to close towards the stove to close it so as to save the milk. The milk, when it saw that Mother Yashoda is running towards itself, resumed its original position, thinking that it has created a big offense. The offense that it had created was to stop the loving interaction between Krishna and his mother. So the milk was feeling that he has created a big offense. It is interesting to see how everything in Goloka has life. Srila Prabhupada explains this with an example that normally when one is cooking rice, the ladies have to go and they have to check multiple times by taking a grain of rice between their 2 fingers and checking if the rice has been cooked or not. But in Goloka, Srila Prabhupada explains that Mother Yashoda doesn't go time and again to check on the rice. She is working in the courtyard, she is doing her other household activities, and then from the courtyard, she asks, "Rice, have you been cooked?" And the rice replies back whether it has been cooked or not. So in this way, it is not astonishing for the milk to feel in this way. Now Krishna felt very disappointed. It is interesting to see our acharyas draw a parallel. They are explaining different contradictory qualities that are present in Krishna. First they say that Krishna is aptakam, or he is the one who is fully satisfied. But here we see that he gives up his quality of being satisfied for mother's milk. Now Krishna is feeling disappointed as why he was left alone and how come Mother Yashoda had something more important than himself. So out of anger, he sees that there is a pestle. A pestle is something that is used to grind spices. So he sees a pestle, takes it, and breaks the lower end of the pot that Mother Yashoda was churning. The reason for him breaking the lower end of the pot was that it would not make sound. So a hole was created and all the half churned butter and yogurt spilled on the ground. Now Krishna felt that he has much more mischief to do just to pay back Mother Yashoda. But in front of him lay a big puddle. So he had to cross this puddle. But he was afraid. Acharya say that this is the same Vamana who covered with his 2 steps the entire cosmic manifestation.
And now he is afraid of a small puddle. Last week we were in this temple called Ulagalantha. So Divya Desham. So there's a huge deity of Vamana, which was installed by the Chola kings. This is in South India near Kanchipuram. Sisi Radharas Bihari Bhagavan ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sisi Gaur Nithaya ki. So this is that same Vamana who is now afraid of crossing a small puddle. So Krishna takes a few steps back, runs in order to jump over the puddle, but instead he lands up right in between the puddle and splashes all the yogurt and butter everywhere, creating a mess. Then he proceeds to the storeroom. And at the storeroom, whatever pots have been made, whatever churned butter, yesterday's butter has been stored by Mother Yashoda. He takes that and he throws it on the wall, creating a huge mess, takes one pot and runs behind in the backyard. Meanwhile, Mother Yashoda, she comes there. She comes, arrives at the spot. And she sees what kind of mess has been created. And immediately she thinks that this is a very clever boy. First of all, breaking the pot where it makes the least sound, and then and running away from the spot so as not to be caught like a thief. But she sees that, just like all criminals, when they perform criminal activities, they do leave some kind of evidence. So in this case, Krishna's evidence was the buttery footprints. And she followed the trail of buttery footprints into the storeroom, where she saw the huge mess created by Krishna by throwing all the butter on the walls. And then she proceeded the trail. She proceeded and she followed the trail. And what did she see? She was seeing that Krishna was sitting on an upside down mortar and from the pot eating and giving butter to his monkey friends who were surrounding him. So Mother Yashoda now, she comes with a stick in her hand which is covered and she enters the room. Krishna, who is busy feeding the butter to the monkeys, is able to see Mother Yashoda in the eye of the monkeys. She sees Mother Yashoda approaching him because he is standing on the opposite direction. He sees that somehow all the monkeys are very peaceful and suddenly they become very panicky and they all run helter and skelter. And when Krishna sees that it is Mother Yashoda who has come with a stick in hand, with an angry expression on her face, he jumps from the mortar, goes off balance, but there is no time now to compose himself. So he runs. He is thinking that if Mother Yashoda is going to chastise me, if I take her to the courtyard, in front of everyone, she will be restrained. So he goes to the, runs to the courtyard, and Mother Yashoda runs behind him. It is interesting to see how this Lakshmipati becomes a thief. When we were in South India Yatra, we saw that every temple, every Divya Desham or every temple of Lord Vishnu has a deity of Mahalakshmi also nearby. Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sevyamanam. Thousands of Lakshmis are serving this Krishna. But to experience the love from his devotees, he becomes a thief. And now he is running. And Mother Yashoda is following behind him. And the malti flowers in Mother Yashoda's hair, they were thinking that how great is the position of Mother Yashoda. Great yogis and jnanis, they cannot approach Krishna. But here we see that Mother Yashoda is chasing him with the stick in her hand. How fortunate is her position. Our position doesn't lie in her head, in her hair. Our position lies on her lotus feet. Thinking like this, the malti flowers, they jumped from her hair and they fell on the ground while she was running. Mother Yashoda, she says, "O king of thieves, where are you going?" And Krishna thought of looking back so as to see how far mother has reached. So for a moment, when he paused to see how far she has reached, he looked back. Mother Yashoda came forward and caught his right hand. And Krishna started crying, rubbing his eyes. And mother started chastising him for his offenses. So normally what used to happen is when Krishna used to cry, mother Yashoda used to wipe off Krishna's tears with her sari. But today, mother Yashoda's face showed such anger, she didn't look as if she was going to wipe off the tears. And she was making no effort to do so. Krishna seeing this, he was rubbing his own tears. And understanding, Krishna started thinking like this, that every time she wipes the tears, today I think it's a serious offense I have made. Then Mother Yashoda starts chastising Krishna. She tells him that, oh, such a restless boy you are, such hot temper you have. You are a monkey lover and a house plunderer. Today no playing for you, no milk for you. And all the demigods are thinking that this personality is offered prayers by Brahma and Shiva. And the Purusha Sukta prayers that the demigods chant and recite, they hold the Lord in the highest reverence. And now here we see that Mother Yashoda is chastising him. Now Krishna looks very afraid, so Mother Yashoda drops the stick down. But she is determined to punish him. Because she is thinking to herself that if I don't teach him manners, how will he become a good boy? Our acharyas say that Krishna is Purushottama, the best among men. And Mother Yashoda is thinking that she will teach Purushottam some manners so that he becomes a good human being. This pastime, it demonstrates the uniqueness of Vraj Leela. Nowhere in any other pastime we see that Lord Krishna is at the mercy of his devotee in this way. Here we see in this scene, he is guilty and standing and awaiting the decision of Mother Yashoda. It is in Mother Yashoda's hand whether to punish him, to bind him, or to release him. In the Gopal Champu, there is a conversation that is mentioned. Mother Yashoda, she asks, how did the pot break? And who gave the butter to the monkeys? Krishna replies that when you got up in a haste, your anklet broke the pot. And the monkeys came because the Lord inspired them. And they were taking the pot, they were eating the butter. I took hold of the pot. And that is when you arrived. And when you ran after me holding a stick in hand, I ran out of the fear of my life. So Mother Yashoda, she replies that you are the best of thieves, you are fond of monkeys, and you have the nature also of a monkey. So Krishna replies back, then let me go to the forest. So Mother Yashoda thinks that if I leave him, he will run away to the forest. So better I bind him in the courtyard so that I can do my household chores and at the same time keep an eye on him. So then she takes the ropes and, as we know, she takes the ropes and tries to bind him with the mortar. But he cannot be bound. In fact, he cannot be bound by the rope's length, but he can only be bound by devotion's depth. So now she is trying to bind him, but always when she is binding him, the rope is falling short by 2 fingers. So she gets all the ropes in the house, and when she is trying to bind Krishna with those ropes, and she is trying to knot, the knot is falling short by 2 fingers every time. And Mother Yashoda is thinking to herself, this is quite extraordinary. Now our acharyas explained that Krishna has one shakti, one potency called vibhuta. And this shakti because of this, his belly was expanding in size, which was not visible to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda was thinking, his belly is the palm of my hand. It fits the palm of my hand. How much rope is required to bind? But all the ropes in the house cannot bind. Meanwhile, all the other gopis who have come of Braj, they are also requested by Mother Yashoda to get ropes from their houses. So they go and bring ropes. And Mother Yashoda is trying to tie those ropes, which are also magically falling 2 fingers too short. The gopis reply that it seems that the Supreme Lord doesn't want that Krishna should be tied today. It is the will of providence. It is the will of destiny that Krishna should not be tied. That is why so much effort you are putting, but you are not able to tie him, O Yashoda. But Mother Yashoda, she looks at them with an angry glance, and that was enough to shut them up. Still trying hard, one of our acharyas explained that finally a small hand, a delicate soft hand, came with a silk ribbon. And at that time, Mother Yashoda, who was trying so hard with her labor, the sweat from her forehead fell onto Lord Krishna. And on seeing the labor that was being put up by Mother Yashoda, then the Lord's Kripa Shakti came into action. And this potency surpassed all the other potencies. And as a result of these two things, of Mother Yashoda's endeavor and Srimati Radharani's love, he allowed himself to be bound. And Mother Yashoda and all the gopis, they felt very happy and they said, Damodar. They exclaimed, Damodar, that the one who has been tied by ropes on his belly. Now Mother Yashoda continues her household chores and everybody goes away. They have all been sent away by Mother Yashoda. Meanwhile, this day, our acharyas explained that Balram and Mother Rohini, they have gone to Upananda's house for a program. Balram returns. Krishna was always thinking, if Mother Rohini would have been there today, this situation would not have come. Because she would have pacified Mother Yashoda and would not have allowed her to tie me up. When Balram comes, then Balram becomes very angry on looking at Krishna being bound up. He says that, I am Shesha, I am 1,000-headed serpent. With my poison I can destroy entire Raja. Who has done this to you, Krishna? Tell me, I'll finish that person off. And then, when he is told that it is Mother Yashoda, he becomes as timid as a mouse. Now, he goes to Mother Yashoda and tries to tell Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, you do not know whom you have bound. This is the same Narayan. This is the same Narasimha. This is the same Supreme Personality. And Mother Yashoda sarcastically asks him, and who are you? So Balram says, I am Anant Shesh. I am Shesh Nag. I am Lakshman. And Mother Yashoda says that all the incarnations had to come in my house only. And saying like this, she threatens Balram with the stick that I'll bind you also if you don't run away. So Balram runs away to Krishna and he tells him, I told you not to do so much mischief. Every time I tell you, you do not understand. You broke the pot, that was one thing. But still you did not stop your mischief. Why you had to go and give butter to the monkeys also? Now mother has become so angry that she is in no mood to release you. And seeing helplessness of Balram, Krishna started crying. And Balram also starts crying. Krishna is crying because he is bound up. And Balram is crying because he cannot do anything. Now Krishna was looking at the Yamala Arjuna trees. Now Srila Jiva Goswami, he explains that the Yamala Arjuna trees, the twin trees, who were originally Nalakuvira and Manigriva, were always there in Nand Maharaj's courtyard. But how was it that Krishna noticed them only today? So it was because he was himself bound up that he could understand the pain of being bound up, that he decided that today I will liberate Nalakuvara and Manigreva, who have been cursed by my great devotee Narad Muni. So thinking like this, he goes towards the trees, and as the mortar gets stuck in between them, he pulls strongly and uproots both the trees. Nalakuvara and Manigreva come out of the trees and they offer prayers, choicest of prayers, to the Lord. And the Lord tells that it is because of my pure devotee Narad Muni that you have been given the great fortune. And I have now, because of my devotee, been forced to liberate you. It is interesting to see that the love of one devotee binds Lord Krishna, and the love of another devotee forces him in a bound state to liberate others. Our acharyas also give the explanation that this Krishna is known as Muktaya, or he is known as Mukunda, the giver of liberation. But here we see that he himself is bound. But because of the pure devotee Narad Muni, he liberates Nalakuvara and Manigreva. And because of the loud sound that has produced, it forces all the Brajavasis to come there, including Nand Maharaj. And when Nand Maharaj arrives on the spot, he is surprised to see Krishna in such a bound state. And he exclaims, "Who has done this to you?" And Krishna says, "This is Mother Yashoda." And Nand Maharaj chastises Mother Yashoda very severely. Krishna says, "Baba, I am only your son from today. I am not Mother Yashoda's son." And Nand Baba is saying that we must chastise and punish Mother Yashoda. Now the time passes by and Mother Yashoda is feeling separation from Krishna. And Nand Maharaj also sees that Mother Yashoda is feeling very disappointed. She is feeling so much separation from Krishna. And he thinks of a plan to unite both of them. So he tells Krishna that I, being the king, I have to take a decision, because Mother Yashoda has done something very unjust to you. So tell me what punishment I should give her. Should I beat her? And Krishna melts when he hears this. And he immediately holds the hand of Nand Baba and says, No, do not punish her. Do not beat her. And feeling so much of love for Mother Yashoda, he runs straight in the house into her lap. And thus, both mother and son are united. We generally celebrate Diwali as the homecoming of Lord Ram from Ayodhya. But as devotees, we celebrate Diwali of the return of Lord Krishna in Mother Yashoda's arms. So our acharyas also give the reasons for the Lord to perform this Damodar Leela. So one reason was to increase Mother Yashoda's fame. And you see, the whole month we celebrate this one pastime. Whole month. There's no other pastime which is celebrated for an entire month. The second reason for the Lord performing Damodar Leela is to establish the supremacy of bhakti. And the third reason, in fact, the supremacy of bhakti, and we see that the two fingers, just like today's verse we are discussing about how the knot was always short by two fingers, which represent eagerness for Krishna, which translates into his service, that is our endeavor, and the second finger stands for the Lord's mercy. Although Mother Yashoda was trying so hard to bind Lord Krishna, it was not possible for her to bind him till the time the Lord himself showed compassion on her. Likewise, we learn as sadhakas that in our endeavor to become Krishna conscious, it is not that by our own endeavor it is going to be possible, as opposed to other systems of yoga and jnana, wherein the person feels that it is because of my practice of sadhana that I am advancing, and because of my endeavor I am progressing in my spiritual life, and I am the doer. We see in this pastime that it equally depends upon the Lord's mercy also. And the third lesson, or the third reason that we learn, is the power of a genuinely compassionate devotee like Narad Muni. The few words that Narad Muni spoke 20,000 years ago were enough to make the Lord liberate Nalakuvar and Manigriva. So the Lord always holds in highest regard the words of his pure devotee. So we can understand how much importance the Lord gives to such pure devotees like Narad Muni. And in our sadhana bhakti, we can translate it to understand how important the Lord regards the words of his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. And how seriously we must take, because they are taken so seriously by the Lord himself. And in this way, we learn so many lessons. We also learn lessons through the life of Srila Prabhupada, the Acharya, the one who leads by example. We see how, just like he was also endeavoring continuously, while being in Jhansi, while being in Delhi, writing back to Godhead magazines, and all throughout the struggling phase, he did not give up endeavoring to please Krishna, endeavoring to satisfy the order of his guru. And we see that even when he went to America, he was still struggling there. And even after he made success in making so many devotees and establishing ISKCON, still the anxieties were no less. Once one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada that how is it that Mother Yashoda's position is so glorious? And Srila Prabhupada replied, this is because Mother Yashoda has purchased anxieties for Krishna. She has purchased anxieties. So sometimes we have a tendency to remain very comfortable in our position and situation. But we see practically that the Lord's mercy comes to those who become uncomfortable to serve him. And the greatest example of this is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Even while establishing the society, there were so many innumerable anxieties that came upon him. But he did not stop or relax for a minute. In fact, even till his final days, we celebrated Srila Prabhupada's disappearance festival last week. And we see that even in his final days, he was continuously endeavoring to please the Lord and always remain in this consciousness. There was one saying that I had read. It said, when prayers become your habit, miracles become your lifestyle. When prayers become your habit, miracles become your lifestyle. And any person who takes up this missionary mode of Srila Prabhupada can also experience that instead of this word prayers, if we replace it by the mission, that when the mission becomes our habit, that means endeavoring for Krishna and trying to spread Srila Prabhupada's mission in whatever capacity we can, when that becomes the contemplation, when that becomes the habit, when that becomes the choice of one's decisions, then miracles become lifestyle. Then we can practically see that so many ways in which the Lord reciprocates, be it outreach preaching or be it any service, we see that especially when we go out on Sankirtan or book distribution, we see that there are so many times that we can experience the Lord's mercy. And we can thus have gratitude for what Srila Prabhupada has given us. Because in our recent experience in visiting South Indian temples belonging to the Sri Sampradaya, although they have a lot of love for Sripad Ramanujacharya, we don't see the kind of facility and the kind of mood that Srila Prabhupada has bestowed on us of giving us an opportunity of being a part of this mission, which is something that is not present in anywhere else. It's only present at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. So in gratitude we can remember Srila Prabhupada for what he has given us and thus pray to the Lord to keep us always engaged in his service with this mood of Mother Yashoda, who could have engaged and employed servants also to heat the milk and perform many services for Krishna. But she took it upon herself out of love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So any questions or comments?
Thank you, Broji. Wonderful. You explained in just, 45 minutes entire Leela. So just because you said this about anxiety point, a Prabhupada disciple asked, I want to add to the morning conversation actually, morning walk conversation. So disciple is asked about Mother Yashoda, and Prabhupada said because she has purchased anxiety for Krishna. So this disciple also was very curious, and he said, Prabhupada, how can I become so anxious to serve? Mm-hmm. Prabhupada said, for that you have to become anxious. How to become anxious to serve? Mm-hmm. So we should always try to take this anxiety voluntarily, and as you said, not be in a complacent, comfortable position, because this material world is not a place to be comfortable. If we take anxiety, the burning of the wrong things in our heart will be fast, and we can go back easily. So the anxiety point which you said. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to share some comment?
Well, there are many things. I don't know where to start. But anyway, I'll just make a funny comment. It's a evam swageha damane. Mother Yashoda has so many ropes in her house. Nowadays, you will not find any rope in anybody's house. And this is village life, so everything was dependent on the rope. Now, why this rope was become only two finger less? Ballabhacharya has given a huge commentary on whole thing. And, many things like Krishna cannot be bound in Rajagun and Tamogun. Rope means also, Gun. So it cannot be bound in Rajagun and Tamogun. It can be only by pure goodness. Other thing is that Mother Yashoda wanted to tie, but Krishna has multi potencies. They didn't want him to be tied because he had tied the whole world. How he can be tied? But Sukadeva Goswami explained that when Krishna saw the determination of Mother Yashoda, that she wanted to tie him. Thus, Kripaya, this word had come, Kripaya, means out of his compassion and mercy. So two things require to obtain. And from our side, one thing required to obtain Krishna's mercy, and that is determination. If we are determined in our sadhana bhakti, then with that determination, when that determination becomes very matured or intense, then anxiety comes. Otherwise, nowadays, we find out temple person said, okay, I am going to throw such a devotee out of temple, so many anxiety will come. So not this kind of anxiety. Anxiety means a spiritual anxiety. The Sudar in has material anxiety. And that comes by intense desire to serve Krishna. Yashoda has intense desire. And this past time started morning time. There are no bathroom toilet those days.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like Mangala Arati time.
Mm-hmm.
Whole thing is okay. And now this one here is evening time. This loka here is evening time. So whole day she have tried to catch him and whole day she have tried to tie him. And thus all the gopi, they are laughing. Why are you doing this thing? You cannot do this thing. And even when Balaram came, nicely explained. Actually, Anand Vrindavan Champu and Gopal Champu discussed very sweetly this thing. Yuga Swami and Vilmangal Thakur. So, Balaram could have opened. Because this is Rasa Vichar. Balaram is Sakya, but he is not Narmasaka, he is elderly. So he has Vatsalya. It was tied by Mother Yashoda in Vatsalya. So Balaram was in Vatsalya, he could have opened it. There are three reasons that he didn't open. One reason, he didn't want to disobey Mother Yashoda. If anybody who disobey his senior, then Ayur, Jasa, Bala, Vidya, the fourth thing, khatam ho jata hai. Start reducing Ayu, Vidya, Jasa and Bala. Fourth thing. So Balaram didn't want it to disobey. That was one thing. Second thing, he understood the purpose. That he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He wants to be bound. I am servant. Who am I to open? That's the Jilila. And third thing, as an elder brother, he wanted to teach him Lila.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to teach him. Actually, Anand Vrindavan Champu described that Krishna was feeling the same, that he was tied when Balaram saw. So Balaram and Krishna, they had discussion. So Balaram asked Krishna, you want me to open? Krishna said, open. Then he said, but you have to fulfill one condition. He said, tell me what is the condition. He said, look, because of you, Mother Yashoda gets bad name. You are stealing, and because of you, she gets bad name. So, you promise that from today on, you will not do a stealing. Then I will open the Krishna said. I'll never agree for this. All right, so it be. So, it was evening time. Balaram also left. So you must be knowing the children, morning and evening, their time. I'm sure nobody in India wants to go to school. Evening time is free time. You want to go and play. There is time for playing. All children came and they wanted to really, by seeing Krishna's situation, they are feeling very bad for Mansukha and all those. They're feeling bad. Mother Mangala was the only one who was, no, Mansukha, Langala Yosa. He was the only one who was happy. He said, okay, every time I used to get beat, now this, you have got lesson, good.
Mm-hmm.
So they are feeling bad. And they wanted to open. But the rope was becoming more and more tight. So Krishna said, are you opening or tying me? Because they were in Sakharas and they were tied in Vatsalya, so you cannot open. So Krishna said, all right. Now, let me do one lila that we call Bail Gadi Lila, Chakra Lila. You know, Krishna became Bail and grinding motor became cart. So he was pulling and he pulled such a way that the grinding motor came in between. The Jamal tree were not fast. He said, Jamal means united, together, twins. And you're not. It was very nicely like this, except not even like this, it was really like this. This tree was like, it is mentioned by the days of demigod. It was 100 year of days. So it was like 6 months of hour, you one day of demigod. So this tree was planted by Prajanya Baba, father of Anand Baba, in their courtyard. And Narad Muni has given a blessing while cursing. He gave blessing, anugrahaya, that two things, that your memory will always be there, and the end, you will have darshan of the Lord. Now, Harivansa Puran explains that he has said that by the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord, Hari, by touch of the lotus feet of the Lord, you will be delivered. So, when he brought the grinding motor in between, first of all, you gave a very nice reason, but you know the reason Krishna wanted to deliver, because this Nala Kubara and Manigriva, they have done a lot of service to all Vrajavasi, because their memory was there. And father always want to see the well-being of his son. So Kubera has, Yaksharaj Kubera has ordered all his servants, so please go and see well-being. So although they were in tree body, but they could communicate to the Yakshas. So if somebody has a wedding in their house, and they come and pray, so okay, money is arranged. Whatever they wanted, by the mercy of this two tree, they used to get. So chamatkar ko namaskar. So now all the ladies used to come every day and do puja and all these things. Nand Baba took all the decision under this tree. The cows and cowherd boy, they were, you know, around. The tree was just serving them. So Krishna was very happy because he served the Brajvasi. Cut his story short. When he brought the grinding motor and got caught, so what did he do? He put his hand on the ground and he put his 2 feet against the tree to push the grinding motor. Jod lagane ke liye. And as soon as I touched by his feet, according to Harivansa, both tree fell apart. And the cowherd boys were there. They saw everything. What is happening? Bhagavatam said that they were explaining. And then these two tree, they became two expert speaker of Bhagavatam, Stigdhakantha and Madhukantha. And they are one who have described the whole Krishna Lila, daytime to the woman and night time to Nand Baba and everybody. So whole Gopal Champu, a description by Nal Kubara and Vanigriva, they became Stignakantha and Madhukantha in next life. That was the benediction they asked from the Lord, that we want to glorify you all the time. So that, and then when they left, it was evening time. So significant of showing the lamp. Although we are showing in morning time, that because in the West devotee had to go for book distribution, so we are carrying forward chalta, it doesn't matter. But the significant is that in village, there are no lights that time. So all, when the sound came, all the Vrajavasi, something wrong went. And everybody came to see Krishna, that Krishna is not hurt. So they had lamp and they were not showing, but they are seeing that, you know, no kharochi dhar nahi aya hai, khun nahi nikal raha hai, just to sing the Krishna, but it was evening time. And as you know, in winter season, it gets dark very soon, 7, 6 o'clock, 5:30, in Braj, 6 o'clock, it becomes dark. So it was 6 o'clock evening or something. It started morning time, 4, 5 o'clock, and Leela to come to 6 o'clock. Anyway, there are many things can be told on this same Leela. Many acharyas have said different. This is again, there is no philosophy, but it is bhav. So whoever has. Especially, Yuga Goswami has really nicely, and Anand Vrindavan Champu.
Thank you, Bruti. Krantraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Sri Yashoda Damodar Ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.